Salmon returns home where he is met at the door.
Where the hell were you?
Making a song.
What?
Look, there's a way of explaining this, I promise.
I called everyone. No one knows where you were.
I couldn't get a signal.
I even called Phil.
Phil! It's not his business, okay?
Well,
I mean, it's business, but not his.
Well, I'll just tell him that.
Look, I'm sorry, but you know how much I wanted to revive the Powell Learning Company? We could never get the music. Well, now I think I can.
Does this have something to do with the singer?
Yeah, she's a singer and a producer.
The one they've all been talking about.
Well, she's not your typical entrepreneur.
She's a little crazy, wears a tight shirt.
Honestly, I really didn't notice. It was all about my concept and can she deliver?
I'm sure. Aha. Uh-huh.
Look, to be in this business today, you gotta have a look. That's how they dress. Madonna, Rihanna, Lady Gaga, that's how it is. My God, you should have seen those Occupy Wall Street protests.
So you did notice.
No. What I mean is they were all running around half naked. And some of them were even topless, for crying out loud. I mean,
so she was topless?
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that's today's milieu.
So there was a crowd then in the studio?
No. Just us, the producers.
Oh, just the two of you. And that's why you never called.
No. This is strictly about her music. It's about power learning, her looks, her personal style. It's irrelevant. And you'll see it worked.
There, that must be Phil.
So you were making out a song. Oh, that's the best line I've ever heard. No more IPOs, no more shell deals. Now it's music?
Okay, I'm fine. Nothing's wrong. It was just one of those things.
Oh, one of those things, huh? I said to Rena, you never know what he'll be up to next, but this takes the cake. Singing a song.
Damn, why did you let Phil get on this? You know he'll never gonna let me live it down.
Well, who was I supposed to call?
All right, yeah, I see, and I'm sorry. We're in the studio, and cell phones don't work there.
That's no excuse. You could have just stepped outside.
But sweetheart, I was in the zone. I couldn't just walk out.
The zone?
You know, like the creative zone.
What?
I mean it. I'm seeing you, you know, I'm seeing you in a new light.
You're joking.
You're in my creative zone.
It's still early. The kids are up.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Mike Salmon is milling about at a conference. He sees Penny in the conference room.
Penny!
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, I was invited here. Mr. Robinson invited me.
He did?
And my manager.
But you don't have a manager.
Well, he invited one anyway, so I brought someone.
Who?
Just a friend. He left.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say that I'm your manager.
We'll see.
Well, you need someone because...
Yes?
This is a very expensive conference. I mean, even I had to pay to be here.
Uh-huh.
And Joe Robinson isn't really usually generous.
Well, you said you'd help, and this just worked out. Isn't that what you promised?
Well, yeah, but not like this. I mean, you're not ready for this. Not just yet.
Mike, how are you? Good to see you.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Thanks for the advice, man.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. You saved my venture and my life.
My, aren't we popular? Mike, can you really help me? Can't you do that kind of thing for me?
Look, I said I would. The question is where to start.
With my plan. Aren't you going to help me raise money for it like you did for those people?
Their plan. Penny, you know, it needs so much work. I mean, I really need to mold it with you.
But I'm already working for you. Shouldn't you do something for me now?
I know. Let me keep on finding you gigs. I'll build your plan from there, okay?
Salmon is in his office making calls from his desk phone.
Bob, I know you have a company party coming up. Could you add a singer? She's terrific. World class. Do me this favor. You'll love her. Great. Penny? Hey, I got you another gig.
Yay!
By the way, how much were you looking to raise?
Oh, $1 million.
And, you know, what were you planning to do with the money?
Oh, a tour of California.
So you want to raise all this money just so you can go to California?
And Nevada.
Oh. So that's it.
It has to be first class.
We'll do that.
You don't get it. Once people see my tour, everything happens.
Okay. You know, let's focus on this gig coming up. We'll work on your plan afterwards.
Back at Salmon's home.
Well, sure, I have to take the singer to a performance I arranged for her. I mean, it's a weekend festival. I have to.
But who's going to take the kids to camp?
Well, I can't. Does it have to be at 4 p.m.? Can't we just drop the kids off in the morning?
You're going to abandon the kids just like that for a singer?
No, I wouldn't do that. Isn't this something we can work out?
You work something out. You'd better be driving a car with our kids that afternoon.
Okay. Phil, could you do me a favor? Could you take the singer to her gig?
You want me to babysit a singer?
She's a nice young lady. You're single, you know. Look, you'll like her. Take my word. Look, I got her a gig singing at Fran Johnson's annual garden party. I can't just abandon her there, so I'm asking you to take over. It's all part of a deal. I got to take Rena and the kids to the first day of camp. I can't get out of it.
Okay, Mike. For you, I'll do it.
Great.
So, tell me again. Why are you doing this?
She made my song.
But you said it wasn't quite right.
Well, it's hard to tell when she sang it over the phone. But, you know, she'll get it. You can't jump to it. I mean, she'll get it right. We're gonna have to deal with her for a while. So don't be concerned. It's just business.
Penny performs on stage to a tepid audience. They exit the theater.
Hope you don't mind driving me back.
No, not at all.
So you're an accountant?
Yeah, well, you know, that's how I got started. But that was boring. Now I'm an investment banker for small cap stocks. Much more fun.
Oh, well, I could really use some help with my taxes.
Well, I can still do that. We should talk.
Thanks for hanging out with me. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So what exactly is Mike doing for you?
He has this song. I'm producing it for him.
He has a song?
He's quite a talent, your partner.
You're kidding, right?
No, it's true. And he has this whole business thing with an old company, research, and he wants to go public or something.
What? Public?
I don't really get it. You'll have to ask him. I just have to do a song.
Next day at the office. Well, Phil, how was she?
Drove them wild. Wild!
Really? Did she play my song by any chance?
I don't know. How's it go?
You would have to... Phone's ringing. Oh, hello, Penny.
Oh, thank you so much. It went so well.
Good. And how's my song? Did it play?
Oh, no, it's not part of my repertoire. Besides, it's not quite ready.
Really? Well, I hope you sped it up from the way you sang it to me.
Oh, sure.
Maybe we could demonstrate it at my class. I teach one at NYU.
Okay, I'll call you.
A week later, Salmon gets an email on his screen summoning him to Penny's apartment. Go upstairs. She's expecting you. Penny greets Salmon with a hug and enters her apartment.
Oh, I'm alive with power learning sounds.
Okay.
Here, listen up.
I like it. I mean, it's wonderful. I still don't think it matches the heart rhythm. It's It's not quite fast enough.
It's not? Well, I like it. It works.
Look, why don't we try it out in my class? You'll get paid by the school, okay?
Okay, that's nice. Would you like something to drink?
Sure. Water? Club soda? You know, I hope this is helping you.
Oh, I could use the work.
How did you get into this anyway?
You know, when I was in college, I entered a singing contest and won. A Motown band was playing there. They heard me and took me on as a backup singer.
Nice.
I traveled for a while. I wanted the life, but I decided to finish my degree. After that, I went out on my own. I moved to New York, waited tables.
Traditional path, huh?
I almost had a record deal. I did, and then the A&R guy who was about to sign me got fired. His division was closed. Maybe he was crooked, I don't know. Then I sold some songs to TV and film producers. Now I produce records too, just like yours. That's how I pay the bills.
Good.
I still like performing. That's like cash for me, now that I don't sell my paintings anymore.
You know, I meant to ask you about those.
Cool, huh?
You know, I was wondering about what those paintings meant. I mean, not just the old guy. The one you could follow, it's the other ones.
Oh, that one? The nude couple?
It looks like a chase.
It's just about young love and how everything, like, turns on it. That's why I added the paddle. Cool, huh?
You stuck a paddle on the painting?
Well, it's more like a lever.
Who has the leverage?
I don't know. I just stuck it in there.
How about that picture over there?
Oh, it just means we don't really know who we are.
And you do that by lying around naked and in clumps?
That's not how I would describe it. It's more like questioning of humanity, our search for true love.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. And who's that man again?
Some old guy I met in Mexico. He impressed me.
Not a relative?
No.
Fierce looking.
I don't see him that way, and I liked him.
Huh. Well, we'll see you in my class next week. It's at the NYU downtown campus, down on Wall Street, at Broad.